For many seals, this gunshot is the last thing they hear. This is because many fishermen blame them for the decreasing cod fish stocks and want them to be removed. However, Dr. David Costalago, a postdoctoral fellow from the University of British Columbia, recently published a paper showing that seals may not be as guilty as we think.
Because our results are very clear in the sense that, seal predation have no effect at all on the fish biomass.
Using a computer simulation called ECOPATH with ECOSIM food model to look at feeding interactions between marine mammals in the Baltic Sea, Dr. Costalago explains.
This is a food web model, which means that it integrates information of consumption rates of predators over producers. The software, the ECOPATH with the ECOSIM model, is that it allows for a prediction of over or a projection over time of the biomasses, of the variability of the biomass of the groups of the organisms that you include in the model, based on the consumption data or on the production data that you input into the model.
The data being used is that of cod, a very economically important fish to artisanal fishers in the Baltic region, and gray seals, their main predator.
And then when they thought that there was an increased concern from about the seal population in the Baltic Sea consuming more and more fishes because the seal populations were recovering in the region, they thought that using this food web model that had been developed specifically for the Baltic region will be a great approach to assess whether the seals were actually consuming a lot of fish or how much effect the consumption of the seals were having on the fish populations.
What he and his researchers found was astounding and contradicted the previous perceptions held by locals.
And our study is very clear about how little impact the seals are having or the seal consumption is having on the fish biomass in the Baltic Sea. Fisheries in the first place, well, probably not so clear in the first place compared to pollution and climate change. So these are the three factors that are really affecting the fish biomass: climate change, pollution, and overfishing.
But Dr. Costalago understands that it's not that easy to let go of old beliefs, especially when fishermen are struggling to catch fish. The increasing seal population, mixed with decreasing fish, have made it difficult for fishers to maintain a living wage.
So we know that the seals population are not affecting the fish biomass, but the problems, the economic problems that some fishers have to face also need to be addressed by the governments implied. All the decisions in this regard take normally months or even years. So hopefully they will consider the results in terms of management, but it's hard to tell for now if they will really take it seriously.
Nevertheless, this research is providing the first real look into the causes behind the cod decrease in the Baltic. Dr. Costalago hopes to expand his research model into the British Columbian marine ecosystems sometime in the near future. We'd like to thank Dr. David Costalago, Carlos Perez with Organic Oceans, and Dr. Andrew Trites. This is Group 6, signing off. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive and the light that you shine.